All right. Jordan Gross, Greg Olson, Steve Smith, Thomas Davis, DeJuan Edwards, Charles Johnson, Greg Hardy, and D'Angelo Williams. We were all resting today. So they're all not injury-related. Jeff Hangardner and James Anderson didn't participate in practice today. John Stewart was limited. And then Brandon and Joe Adams took some reps.
Not to IR meeting.
No, we are going to.
You are.
We are going to. Yes. No.
Brought anybody
up? Nope. We have not. We have not made that decision yet on which direction we're going to head yet.
The squad or potentially.
Well, we got it. That's what we're going to see.
How is John Stewart coming back?
Pretty good. He was a little, looked a little hobbled still with it, but you know, he worked through some of those things. So we'll see how he is tomorrow morning, and then see how he does in practice.
End of the season last year, kind of a tough one to swallow. How's it feel going back there, finishing this one? How important would it be to win?
Well, it'd be very important. I mean, obviously you want to win all your games that you play, but you know, going out there against a good football team, you know, and playing your best, that would be outstanding. I mean, this would be a very good test in terms of where we are. We've beat some good teams the last few weeks. We've done some good things. And again, this will be a really good challenge, a good test as to where we are in terms of our development as a football team.
What do you think the big difference is between this team now, the Saints, than where they were when you faced them earlier in the year?
Well, I think for the most part, you know, some of the distractions they had have kind of gone away, not all of them. But if there is one thing I do see, offensively, they seem to be healthier. I will say that. And then defensively, they seem to have gotten a grasp and a feel for what Coach Spagnuolo has been teaching them as far as their new style of defense. So they're a little bit more comfortable in what they're doing, and they look to be playing very well. I mean, as is evident the last two games, you get a chance to watch, you know, like we do. We watched them against Tampa Bay and then turn around and watch them against Dallas. I thought they did some really good things.
Played phenomenal last game against the Raiders. How important is their role going down to the Superdome?
Well, this will be very good, a very good test, as I said, and their role is going to be just as important because, again, if we can, you know, we can get them off the field, you know, that's a big plus. You don't want to give Drew Brees an opportunity to extend drives, stuff like that. So, you know, offensively, we've got to be able to control the ball, and then defensively, we've got to be able to get them off the field and get the ball back to our offense. He most certainly is, you know, one of the better quarterbacks in this league as far as Drew Brees is concerned. And, you know, the more time he has with the ball, obviously the more opportunities for him to score. So we've got to try and eliminate those.
Cam's shown you these past 6 weeks in particular.
I mean everything. Everything that, we thought he would become, he's starting to become. You know, you see the development in terms of his ability to play the position of quarterback in the NFL. You see him stepping up, becoming the leader that, you know, that you envision your quarterback to being. And just, I mean, so many good things that have come up this last few weeks, obviously. And it's exciting. It really is because it kind of signifies his growth. But the other thing, too, is you see the growth in some of the other people around him as well that you've been waiting for. And the hard part is we really haven't been consistent in terms of the same starting offensive line. So, you know, in spite of that, he's done some really good things. So I'm excited about what he has done and what it means for us.
Growth, maturation process, is it on the line that it needs to be? Has it taken the time?
I think it is now. I think early on this year, we were doing a lot of things and trying to find, you know, certain things. I think he's really grasped a lot of the concepts that we have now, and I think that just kind of signifies his development. And so I'm excited. Like I said, I'm very excited about where he is right now as a football player.
Philosophically, or did you, when the talk was of a sophomore slump, do you buy into that, or is that such a thing for you?
Well, I mean, anything's possible. I mean, you know, as much as expectations can be involved with these things, other people knowing who you are, certain things that you had last year you don't have this year, and having new things. There are so many things that play into certain situations, and you know, it's unfortunate, you know, we didn't get it going sooner. But I will say the one thing that I really do is, you know, as a coach and somebody that watches him every day, is really excited about how he seems to have developed and matured as a football player for us.
Talked about the offensive line and the turnover you've had. Do you have a rotation idea this week?
Well, we're working on that. We're not set on anything, so we will most certainly continue. Tomorrow will be a real important day for us as far as that's concerned because, you know, after having a chance to look at what we want to do today, tomorrow's a chance to refine it a little bit more, so we'll see how we react to that.
What's your message to the team this week? I mean, you're out of playoff contention,
yeah.
Obviously. But
Well, just like we've been doing. I mean, we're playing to win. I mean, that's about, to me, as strong a message as we can have. I mean, you know, we are out of playoff contention, but we're not out of contention of winning a football game, I guess, Joe. And that's really kind of what I was trying to get across to them today in our meeting. I said, hey, you know, it's a great opportunity to finish strong, to most certainly have the type of momentum that we need going forward. And, you know, let's go out and play a really good football game to just, you know, really know where we are as a team.
I guess I wondered whether you would mention to them anything, one, about the possibility of finishing second in the division, or two, you know, as it relates to your future.
No, my future is not important. What's important is the future of this football team and these players. That's the biggest thing, more so than anything else. You know, I just react to what happens. And as I've always said, we're getting ready. We're getting ready to play the Saints. I know that there's the opportunity for us to finish second in the NFC South, and you know, we'll see how that goes. You know, it'd be a great testament to how far we've come, I think, for these guys and for our team, that we could accomplish something like that. But it's a heck of a test. I mean, this is a good football team. They're coming in. They're a little they're a little bit on a roll as well. They've done some really good things the last few games, so we'll get a chance to measure where we've come.
Everybody got back from the break safely.
Yes, safely, soundly, and on time. That's the best part. That's all you hope for as a coach, that guys are safe and on time.
How would you assess a mini season looking back on
it? You know, it's kind of along the ways that you figure. You know, a young guy coming in, switching to a new position, coming from a small school. He would struggle early. We knew he would. You know, what we had anticipated was being able to protect him, though. Then, unfortunately, Ryan Khalil gets hurt, and so he got a little exposed early on. Down the stretch, though, he played very well. There's some great footage on him as far as we as coaches, when we watch our tape and zero in on watching him, that tells you he's developed, and he's not quite where he needs to be, but he's taken some big steps, and he's come a long way, and he's a much better football player today. Unfortunately, we won't have him this weekend. You know, he's going to have the surgery, so we'll just kind of hold our breath and can't wait to get him back when it's time to start training again.
You draft a guy like Luke at number 9 overall. Can you ever, when you take a guy that high, envision he's going to have the kind of year he's had?
Be lying if I said yes. But you do hope, and one thing I think that you look forward to is a guy with his type of mentality, his type of makeup, and his type of football ability to start right away, and we saw that from day one when we got him here. You know, it's kind of neat because we did a rookie camp right after the draft, and he, you know, head and shoulders above everybody, and so we knew that when we started with the veterans coming in that we could put him with the first bunch, and he would just fit right in, and he did. And not only has he fit right in, but he's stepped up to the plate and taken charge in a lot of respects. So it's exciting to see that he's living up to what we hoped for, and then some.
Where did he first catch your eye in the pre-draft process? Was it at one of the bowl games or during the combine?
Well, actually, I had an old teammate of mine, Jim Morrissey. His son, Michael Morrissey, played at BC with him, and he was also his roommate. And Michael was a linebacker that started, and he was part of the starting tandem with Luke. And Jim actually called me and said, hey, you got to keep an eye on this guy. And so kind of kept an eye on, because, you know, I'd watch a BC game to see Michael play, and you know, you couldn't help but notice Luke. And then as we got into the offseason and started studying him, it was, you know, he was right up there. And you knew he was going to be right up there as far as we were concerned, because that was one of our needs going into the draft. So, you know, I had a heads up on him, and then we had an opportunity to watch him and then really watch him. And then to get a chance to meet him, he really is, so far what you thought he would be. We're good? All righty. Thank you, guys.